When a man had a son that needed healing in the New Testament, in the Gospels, it is probably one of our favorite lines that this man said to Jesus. Jesus asked him, "Do you believe I can heal your son?" And the man said, "I do, but help thou mine unbelief." I do believe you, but I need help with my lack of faith. Sometimes what I find is that the biggest lack of faith that women can have is the belief that they are good enough in God's sight, that they're good enough to be blessed, that they're worthy enough. I find this. Sometimes God blesses me in such unbelievable ways, over-the-top ways. And I think, was that really for me? I mean, was that for me? I'm not good enough for this. And I find that thinking in my mind that what I don't believe is that he would do that for me. I am always wanting to give to other people. It's natural for me to be generous, to give my time, to give my money, to pray for others. And I have full faith and believe in God when I'm praying for someone else. When I'm praying for a friend who just lost her husband, when I'm praying for someone to be healed of cancer, when I'm praying for my kids, I have full faith in God. Where I sometimes struggle is when I'm receiving blessings from God for myself, I think, I don't deserve that. And the world overcomes this insecurity, should I call it? Lack of faith in God, with telling us women, "Oh, girl, you are good enough. You look in the mirror. You deserve this. You're a princess. You're a queen. You deserve the best. You go out there. You don't let anybody mistreat you. Girl, you were made for this." And how many memes and how many signs and writings on the wall and posters and little affirming quotes and books have been written where we are just supposed to know how great we are. But that's not the way that we are going to find truly enough self-worth to take on this world just because we believe we can. You and I both know that lack of faith that God, who we believe loves us, who we have been told and over again in sermons, in books, when we read the Bible, we see it again. And sometimes we don't want to talk about the fact that we know it's true in our heads, but it's just so hard to get down to our hearts that he actually means us individually. Not corporately, not as human beings on this earth or in this church or in this community or in this family, but God of the universe and Jesus actually died for me. He actually wants to give me these amazing blessings he pours out. That's only for me. That's really just for me. So I want to go back to what that man said in the Bible. "Help thou mine unbelief." I wonder sometimes if he was asking him, "Help me to believe enough in you to heal my son," or if he was asking God, "Help me to believe enough that I'm worth asking you to save my son." I can identify with that. Probably you can too. So when we get those doubts that, oh my goodness, doesn't the devil throw those at us all the time? You aren't really worth it. When we get those doubts, quoting, "God loves me, Jesus loves me," all of that, that is good to remind ourselves. But what we actually need is what that man said in the Bible. We can't do that. We cannot get that thought from being a thought to a full indwelling knowledge in our hearts. We can't do that. We can't muster that up on our own. Without him, we can do nothing. that means we can't even believe in our own self-worth from the eyes of God. We can't do that on our own, because without Him, we can do nothing. We need Jesus to renew our minds, to transform our thoughts, and to give us the assurance that what He says in the Bible about us is true. Help thou mine unbelief. Jesus, come and change my mind and let me open up my thinking so I can receive your love. Receiving love is one of the hardest things. So I can receive your blessings and just believe that they are good. That the other shoe isn't going to drop. That things aren't going to go bad because something good happened. We've got a lot of stinking thinking and baggage we've brought through, and sometimes we don't even know where we picked this thing up. Have you ever been in a grocery store? I have had this happen twice in the last year. And you, in the middle of your shopping, have started pushing off someone else's cart that's full of their things. You don't even know. A man came up to me a few weeks ago and said, "I'm sorry, ma'am, I think you have my cart." "Oh, I'm so sorry." "It's full of your stuff." We don't even know sometimes where we grabbed this baggage from. We may not have had traumatic backgrounds, but we have this difficulty believing how much God loves us personally. We don't need more mantras that we quote to ourselves, or friends telling us how great we are, or even we don't need to only be hearing it in sermons or when we see it in the Bible, that we know that's truth. We take it in our minds. What we need is Jesus to open up our hearts so that we can receive it. Because with Him, we can do all things. We can even believe in His goodness. We can even accept and understand His love. We can take in His blessings and know they're just for us. And that's the transforming power of Jesus. He not only gives us a gift, He helps us to unwrap it. Isn't He awesome? This week, let's walk in love by loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.